Welcome to the morning show, 27 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday. Hope for a better world. And that's cryptic, I know, but that's because we have an interview now with Chris Lomas, who represents Hope for. And wearing the t-shirt, wearing the brand, like a tattoo on your heart and on your sleeve. Welcome to you. Nice to have you on the morning show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping to change the world.
Aren't we all?
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about your initiative.
So my name's Chris Lomas, along with my wife Zoe. We launched Hope 4 in Moldova, Europe's poorest country. Now, Moldova is surrounded on four sides by Ukraine. And initially, we launched Hope 4 to combat the issues of poverty and human trafficking. And then when the war started, we expanded our operation to encompass the hundreds of thousands of refugees that were flooding across the border, escaping the war in Ukraine. And then I started to take aid along the front line in Ukraine, which is where I was just a few weeks ago.
What's it like there?
It's horrible. I spend most of my life avoiding bullets and bombs and drone attacks. So my last trip into Kherson, which was formerly occupied, was considered a suicide mission. So I put my life on the line. So you know when people say put your money where your mouth is? That's exactly what I'm doing on a daily basis. And now we're really excited to bring that initiative to South Africa to combat the issues of poverty and human trafficking here as well.
Because it's real.
It's absolutely real. It's frightening. And there's stories emerging here where local influencers have been enticing people, hopefully quite innocently, to Russia, where now they've been fallen victim to human trafficking, and that story is beginning to unfold. This is all around us, and it's fueled primarily by poverty.
Okay, because there's breaking stories about South Africans being offered employment in Russia to then build drones, etc. But apparently it's darker than that.
Exactly. Well, this is my world, and these are the things that Hope for exist to combat. So human trafficking is a supply and demand business. Whilst people are in need, they're always going to be criminals who want to exploit them.
And you're based in Bolito, which is probably not the center of the universe with regard to human trafficking and am I wrong? Is it?
Everywhere. So I'm British. Human trafficking exists everywhere. Whilst there's vulnerable people and those who wish to exploit them, it exists everywhere. Bolito just happens to be the place where I live and we operate. We've set up our offices here. But obviously it's in close proximity to Durban. But you can travel 10 minutes and you will find victims of trafficking. In fact, I think if you walk around Bolito, Lifestyle or Junction or anywhere, you may just be coming across people who have been exploited in some fashion or other without even knowing it.
Okay. So what is your mission on the air this morning? What are you looking to achieve?
Well, poverty is responsible for a lot of issues, a lot of social issues, including human trafficking. And I'm new to South Africa. I've been here for 2 months, just over 2 months. And so I'm really beginning to understand the climate and what is driving some of the issues that people experience here today. And one is child illiteracy. You know, it's shocking the fact that 78% of children at the age of 10 are unable to read or comprehend the words on a page. And that's a major issue, because whilst that remains the fact that that is contributing to poverty, it's contributing to exploitation and feeding this illicit industry. And so one of the programs, just one of many, we're launching is Hope for Books, where we want to get books into rural schools, into schools where most of these children are, and to teach them to read and to explain to them and get them to understand that they have opportunities. I always tell a story about when my son was 10 years old back in the UK, and he said to me, "Daddy, what can I be when I grow up?" And I said, "Anything you want to be, and I will be with you, here with you every step of the way." to help you achieve your dreams. And that's the message I want to give to the same 10-year-olds across South Africa when they ask me, Chris, what can I be when I grow up? And I want to tell them, anything you want to be, and I will be here every step of the way to help you achieve your dreams. I always tell children, aim high, dream big, dare to dream, and Hopeful will be here to help you.
Marvelous mission. How can we help?
We need partners. We need people who want to stand the way that I've grown Hopeful across Eastern Europe to what is now a 1 billion rand organization. We're the largest importer of humanitarian aid across Eastern Europe, is by working with businesses. We know that businesses care. We know that CSR is not just a marketing blurb. We know that ESG is at the heart of what businesses want to do. But we want to provide them with a trusted outlet to connect with their own impact in real time, in real life. So we want to speak to people and businesses and partners that want to make a difference in their country.
If that's you, you can contact the Hopeful Initiative through Chris Lomas and his team where?
You can visit our website, hopefor.org, and you can write to us at help@hopefor, that's the number four, hopefor.org.
And this will be up as a podcast shortly, so if you weren't able to write that down or you can't remember it, don't worry, you can catch up via our website or dedicated apps. Look for the morning show, look for the interview with my special guest, Chris Lomas from Hopeful, and all the information you will find at your fingertips. Chris, thanks for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you so
and
much.
And good
for
luck
us.
With the Hopeful,
thank
a
you.
Better world.
I really appreciate it.
And the morning show continues.